Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Josephine. I don't know. I had a Red Bull this morning, guys.
Yeah. Sage is losing her mind.
Halloween!
That should never be done again. Okay, let's do it.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky B. Over there is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Ooh, Sarah. And we have the lovely demonic Sage with us today.
I am the devil.
Just kidding.
Or one of the devil's minions.
I have no idea what I am.
Are we starting this early?
Already.
Sorry. I don't think you really said it, so I'm not counting it.
She stopped herself.
I did.
But it has been a minute, and it is our Halloween edition.
I know. I don't even remember how to do this anymore. I haven't been on one of these in so long.
It's been you're on the radio, so you should probably know how to do this.
I don't know. I don't remember. Help me.
We do have a new phone number, though, because our last number was not working. Oh, hey! We got another member of the podcast.
Kiana!
Miss Kiana!
I am so excited. And she's so blonde.
Would you mind grabbing some headphones for my dear Kiana? Sarah Barra will be underneath that locker.
Oh, pika pika.
Traffic was crappy?
Yeah, a little bit.
I almost got hit like 3 or 4 times driving into work today.
Oh, really? Just because the rain and everything?
The rain and people are just, yeah.
They're not.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Sage.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't say that?
No.
Damn.
Oh.
Ding.
Actually, that'd be a funny one. Every time you swear.
Yeah. Hi, ding.
Good job. No, but before we get on to today's conversation, how can people get hold of us?
So, like you were saying, we have a new number. It is 253-778-6029. You can also get a hold of us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And then also social media it up. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, thebroadcast999.
Yes.
Yes.
Just a heads up with the phone number, you can also text us. So if you don't really necessarily want to leave a voicemail, you can text us as well, and we will get that.
This is so exciting.
Right?
Ooh, yeah.
But it is the Halloween edition, so I feel like before we get into our actual topics, what did y'all do for the Halloween? Because I feel like most people celebrated Friday or Saturday. It is Monday, after all. Sage, what did you end up doing?
I went out with my best friend and his wife, and we went to a couple parties. The second party was actually pretty cool.
Were you dressed as a demon too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for I had my white out contacts in, which makes it look so much better.
Hot.
And then, yeah, we played this game. It's kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but it's called Trumped Up Cards. It got way too real.
Way too real.
Way too real. Like, sounds kind of depressing.
Yeah. Is it just like cards against,
about
Trump?
And then on the bottom of them, they have like little facts. Because like you'll get a card that you'll be like, no, there's no way this was real, and then it will have a fact saying like when and where he stated it, and you're like, seriously, get out of my life.
Makes you lose faith in humanity a little bit.
I feel like you just want to burn like that entire game.
Yeah,
but did you have a good time though?
Yeah,
for the most part, aside from that.
Yeah, I scared a lot of people.
Good.
You look pretty good right now. She's dressed up right now. And
yeah, I was going to say, I walked into the room here and I was like, I'm the only one not dressed up.
You're
a loser. I know, I'm sorry.
I got some goggles. You keep talking. Sarah, what did you do?
Yeah, well, Vicky's right now wearing a skeleton onesie and I'm wearing a Pikachu onesie, and right now I'm kind of sweating my ass off. But I went to the club on Friday. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been out in months and I haven't drank in months. And so this was like my... Yeah, I was real nervous about
it. Here we go.
I dressed up as a cowgirl. Pretty basic.
I love how your dad this morning was like, you didn't even dress up.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, I did. I don't wear Daisy Dukes and cowgirl boots every day or any day of my life, really.
Ah, Kiana's now Catwoman.
There we go.
Catwoman.
Perfect.
Wear these on top. There we go.
Yeah, so I went to the club. That was so fun. I love the club. And then Saturday, I went to a house party.
Nice.
Yeah.
As a cowgirl?
It was good. As the same exact same outfit. Didn't wash it. Didn't do anything.
Hot.
And I ended up going into a hot tub the second night for like, and so now
in
like
your costume? My,
in the...
Yeah, well, I took my shorts off.
Okay.
So, but I left my... Dude, I was on another level the second night.
I feel like,
if
you were wearing Daisy Dukes, it doesn't matter if you had them on or off.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I was like, no, I'm just going to put my feet in. And then, like, I was like, no, screw this. And just, like, undressed. Yeah. It was one of those. I didn't get home till like, 5 in the morning. And surprisingly, like, both days, I didn't have that bad of a hangover at all. Like,
really?
I felt
really
good.
Did you stick with one type of liquor?
Yeah, if I remember. But I did whiskey. So yeah, usually whiskey's
pretty cool.
Yeah, whiskey was pretty. Well, no, and then I had some wine. But whiskey, wine, it's the best combination ever.
Whiskey and wine.
The two W's.
It's so good. It's so good.
I feel like I'd get sick.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I know, I just drank whiskey straight up, except I did a half an Irish car bomb. I could not do that for the life of me. It was not a good idea. It got curdled, so I stopped.
Well, this Halloween was way better than last Halloween when I got really wasted at Vicky's and then ended up puking, but then ended up rallying again and was like really proud of myself. Rally.
There's a picture somewhere of you just looking like death, yeah, and smiling.
And it says like you look my demonic. Girl snapped it and wrote after puke face, and I look like...
Relieved.
You look almost. I was like, I look so good in this picture. I should puke more often.
But she looks almost proud of herself. Like, look what I did.
Dude, I usually never can puke or make myself puke. So when I do puke, I like pat myself on the back.
Nice job.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did not get quite that drunk so this weekend. So,
Hey.
I was DD.
Oh.
Designated. Designated? What the hell is wrong with me?
See, you don't remember how to podcast either.
I know. Designated. I took a couple of drinks.
So like one of those designated drinkers that like is like, okay, well, I'm just gonna have like 5 shots in the beginning and then I'm gonna coast. And then like
the middle, of
the, night, the middle of the night, you see them like taking a shot and you're like, that's my driver.
You're like, damn it. What did you end up doing, Kiana?
Actually, I was in California last Wednesday through Saturday. So really didn't do anything for Halloween. We were down there.
Do they not celebrate down there?
They don't. No. Strictly not allowed.
No costumes. Nope.
I don't like how serious you're being right now.
We saw a lot of people dressed up. Well, we went down to Hollywood. Uh-huh. We flew into LAX on Wednesday, so we stayed in Hollywood. I went with my boyfriend. He's never been to California.
I'm so excited when I hear that.
Dropping that boyfriend word.
But yeah, he'd never been there before, so I had to take him.
It's your jam, man. You had to take him.
So I went to Hollywood. He wanted to see that, so we stayed at the Redbury on Hollywood and Vine, really nice place, and walked the strip, kind of did the touristy things up there. Then we went down to San Diego on Thursday, stayed in the Gaslamp District.
San Diego.
Nice. Yeah, we stayed at the Hard Rock down there, which really, really nice, really cool. Great location, just hung out, walked around.
Did he like it?
Oh, he loved it.
He did.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. And I took him to where I'm from, Newport.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see your family or something? Anything?
I don't really have that much family left down there.
Oh, really?
I have one uncle. I don't have much family left in general, tell you the truth.
Oh, that's so sad.
There's more dead than alive. But
rest in peace, everyone.
But no, I took him by my old house and everything in Corona Del Mar. Took him down to Big Corona and the beach everything.
Which Kiana's done for me, too. And it's a great time.
Yeah. It's my headphones are falling off here. It's a whole nother world down there. And he's from Michigan. He's from northern. So it's like totally different.
Yeah, completely different world for him.
Even just the beaches. Like he'd never seen beaches like that before. So it was really fun just kind of seeing it through his eyes again.
Yeah.
You know, because like to me it's like,
Yeah, been here, done that.
Yeah, like I went to the Santa Monica Pier. I've never been to the Santa Monica Pier. Grew up my whole life down there. We walked out. So it's kind of fun. I got to do things that I typically wouldn't
Be a tourist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's what we did. And, we went and saw a show on Friday night as well. The Dirty Knobs.
Oh, nice.
Mike Campbell's side band, yeah. And he really dug that. So it was a lot of fun, but no real Halloween activities. We did see a lot of people dressed up, though, down there.
And that didn't, like, spark you to, like, do it yourself? You weren't like, oh, I want to look like that?
No.
Kiana's pretty
low
maintenance.
You don't want to look like Sage right now or me?
You know what? You do look pretty. That is very impressive.
These are made out of tinfoil and paper towel rolls.
What?
Wow.
Nice.
And hot glue.
I thought you bought them or something.
Yeah, me too.
Nope. They look pretty fantastic. We'll have to post a picture.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
This weekend, I was kind of lazier than I thought I would be. Because Friday I had plans to go to the haunted forest. The one in Maris Farms. And I get down there, I go see the guy I'm hanging out with. Well, the main one. He's my main bitch. he knows it. It's mutual. We went down there, you know, did stuff. And then after the stuff.
Like at the
you
farm?
Did stuff at the farm?
No, at his house.
Oh. You should have done it at the farm.
Yeah.
That would have been way cooler.
Well, here's the thing, though. I was so tired at that point and hungry. I just kind of suggested, can we just go get food and bring it back and watch movies? So we ended up watching The Crow, which is one of my all-time favorite movie. And then we watched Lost Boys because I had never finished watching it. I've only seen like the first part, right? I've been saving a special occasion for it.
With your main bitch.
My main bitch. Well, because the first time I started watching it was with my boyfriend at the time years ago, and then we both fell asleep because it was like midnight. Mm-hmm. So I'd never finished it. So we watched it.
I don't even know what this is. I'm sorry.
Lost Boys.
I've never.
It's a vampire movie.
It's with the Corys. The Corey. Corey Feldman and whatever the other Corey is.
Corey Haim.
Yeah.
Corey Haim's the one that.
I think he's dead.
Is the dead one?
He's
yes.
The dead one.
Because Corey Feldman's just crazy.
Both were crazy. That's why one of them's dead.
Kiefer. Well, one of them was a lot cuter. One of them, you could tell was going to grow up to be crazy. Watching Lost Boys, I was like, I realized how much he hasn't really changed.
Not
or maybe
at all.
Just that character. He's just kind
man
of nuts.
Boy.
He's still hanging on.
Yeah. So woke up, did some stuff in the morning, and then at night, had a friend come over, did her makeup, did my makeup, and we went out. But I didn't realize how late it was when we called our Uber. We were all hanging out, and we got so excited, we made a bingo board. Like, it occurred to me, let's make a bingo and see how many, you know, we can cross off, like our Harley Quinn or
our
group costume.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was every single square Harley Quinn.
We actually didn't see any Harley Quinn. There wasn't a whole lot of people dressed up. We went to Kell's, and we went to Fido, and we went to, like, one other bar, like, down that area. But no, not a whole
what
lot of people.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Right. You guys should have gone to the club. Everyone was dressed up at the club.
Well, like when we went to Fado, a lot more people were dressed up, but I was pretty gone by then. So I didn't pay attention.
So they all looked normal to you?
Yeah, it just felt like a normal, felt like Comic-Con. It didn't really make me think of anything. Went home, passed out. We carved pumpkins in the morning. And I was super excited. It was going to be my niece's birthday. It was a costume party. I was going to dress up as Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
I bought her a Stitch onesie. She was her first birthday.
Twinsies.
I start leaving. I'm like, oh, I'm leaving a little late, but that's okay. I'll still be there with plenty of party left. I left my house when the party ended.
Oh.
Not when the party started. And so they live far away. So I was like, I'm going to be there about an hour and a half after the party ended. So I missed her birthday party.
Bad.
Did you just read the invitation wrong?
Yeah, because it said 1 to 3, and I thought for some reason in my head I kept thinking it starts at 3, and so I'm in my car on the freeway like, oh.
Did you still go? Were
no.
you like, hey?
I called my cousin, and so what I'm doing is on Wednesday after work, I'm just going to drive down and visit them for a little while.
Oh, nice.
And just hang out with them. I'm like, let's just have a lazy day and just hang. And that way.
Really,
and she said
sad.
It was kind of crazy, though, because it was raining. They had everyone in the house instead of outside because we were going to do hay rides and stuff. Because out in the middle of farmland, Yelm.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
So they were going to do, hay rides and pumpkin painting for the kids and everything. But because it was raining, they had to go inside. And there was 40 people in the house.
Oh,
they probably should have thought that through. It is October in Seattle.
Yeah. But
that's another reason why I don't want children.
Birthday parties.
That sounds so funny to me. That's just an excuse for all my friends to come over and us to drink wine. That's what I'm thinking when I'm a mom.
Well, to be fair, Mexican birthday parties, for children, there's a lot of alcohol for the parents, too.
See?
So, makes sense.
Tequila!
I went to a 2-year-old's birthday party 2 weekends ago, and the girl who was throwing it for her son was pregnant, so there was no alcohol.
No.
Oh.
No
and then
mimosas?
I was just sitting there watching everybody else's kids play, and it was pretty weird. And I told them I should have borrowed a kid for this birthday party.
You should have brought me. Yeah. I could have just sat there pretending to be your child. I would have worn the onesie and just thrown, flung food around.
Oh, my God.
Put cake, all over yourself.
Just eat it, bleh.
Oh, my God.
Mommy,
next
potty,
time.
potty.
Next year, Vicky, you're coming and being my child. Yeah,
don't even say potty. Just be like, I have to pee.
No, just pee your pants.
Yeah, that's true.
Do I get a diaper? You can change my diaper.
I will change.
In the middle of the party on
yeah,
the
just
floor.
Keep, you have to maintain, talk to people, maintain eye contact. Just, hey, whatever. So I ended up just having a lazy day yesterday and slept most of the day, to be honest. It was kind of nice. It was my first free day in a long time because we carved pumpkins in the morning. And hung out. It was good. It was a good one. Nice. But now we're on to topics.
Let's do this.
Lord.
And this one, so we have our own little secret group page. And I said, hey, ladies, what do you think of this? And Sage was pretty heated.
Oh. I already feel her fuming right now.
Oh. I think she grew the horns as she read this article.
For real.
So I don't know if you've been seeing that. Now for the last couple years, they've been trying to develop a male contraceptive pill or male contraceptives. Because right now, the only thing guys can do are get a vasectomy, mm-hmm. not have sex, or what's it called?
A condom.
Or a condom. That's the only thing that they can really do to control that on their end. Because a woman can say she's on birth control and she may not be, or she may not be doing it correctly.
Men don't trust us.
Right. So, there's some, there's stories of crazy bitches who just do that or get knocked up.
Dude, when you're in the mood, you're in
Or there's
the
just
mood.
People that want to get knocked up. There's just some malicious people out there. We just recently heard a story about somebody who did that.
That's frightening, everyone.
But so apparently there's side effects. So they're already testing them out. They did a trial on 320 men. So this is awesome. They're going to be developing this. We're not the only ones that are going to have to, you know, put our bodies through this.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to put it to a halt because apparently, you know, they found over the research over a 1 year period, it was 96% effective in preventing pregnancy. But the trial drug has been halted because 20 of the men out of 320
are little bitches
found that the side effects of the injection intolerable. And it was decided that more research needed to be done to try and counteract them. By the way, those side effects included depression, muscle pain, mood swings, acne, and change to libido.
So all the same things that we experience on birth control.
That I've been going through for 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is BS. So, by the way, these are the minor side effects of the combined pill used by 48% of women ages 16 to 19 and 64% of women ages 20 to 24 and a majority of 55% of those aged 25 to 29. So basically, there's a good chance that if you're using birth control between 16 and 29, you're experiencing some or if not all of these side effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. Are you guys?
Yeah,
are you
guys? I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it's like they couldn't handle it. So even the articles, like, we're not blaming the men. They're just like, we don't like this. That's fine. You can choose not to be on
and
it.
You don't have to do it.
But the fact that the people like, hey, We don't want to, we need to put a halt to this. We need to make sure that this doesn't happen to men.
No! Like, what?
Are they doing it because men are just giant vaginas? Well, no, I shouldn't even say vaginas, because vaginas...
A lot tougher than
they
us.
They are
a lot
so tougher. Tough.
Yeah, they are. And some are really pretty.
Right?
Some are. I thought they all were.
But
and then I were mistaken.
It also depends on how clean you keep it and how you maintain it. I'm not saying like shaving or anything. It's just like take care of it health-wise.
Yeah.
I'm really angry right now.
I was actually really shocked because why doesn't a guy have a pill for birth control? Like that didn't even cross my mind. I just thought it was so normal that they use a condom. We're on some sort of something.
Part of the reason that I learned when I was in school, human sexuality, was women, we're born with all our eggs. From the day we're born, we have all our eggs that we'll ever need.
That's so many.
Right? Millions and millions of tiny little eggs. All in there.
All of them in us.
Hanging out.
Men are constantly producing sperm. They're constantly making it. It's constantly fresh. So they've had troubles trying to keep that at bay, you know? Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's dead or something all the
dead
time.
Dead or, like, not working. Because the way birth control works for women, it doesn't kill any of our eggs. It doesn't do any of that. It just makes our body think that we're pregnant. So it doesn't, you know.
That is also very weird to think about.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's
I've been pregnant for 11 years.
Damn.
Damn, girl.
Your body's just like, what the F?
That is a trooper.
But, so, yeah, they basically, yeah.
I think it's cool that they're, like, even thinking about trying to make a pill or make something for a guy
in 2016.
Well, I think they started a couple years ago, but still.
But it's weird to think that, like, I don't even know what guys would do that. I don't even know, like,
well, like if you like, I guess you have to. What kind of person would do that? Like, I'm curious to ask a few guys around the office. Like, would you be, if you're not in a relationship and you're kind of just doing your jam, would you consider just, you know, being on the pill or the patch or whatever it is? They probably are gonna have injection form, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I personally feel like guys would do it because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys prefer to go raw dog.
Yeah.
So it's just another step of making sure that you're not going to get your Saturday night hookup.
Baby daddy.
That you met at a Halloween party when she was dressed as Harley Quinn.
Exactly.
She looked real good in that outfit. And then
the next morning,
she did it.
I just read the best thing ever. It's like, oh, yeah, but how many girls are going to be dressed up as Halloween? Shut the hell up. You know how many, like, guys have been dressing up as Batman for 94 years. You pretentious toe, or what is it? He said, suck on my toe or something like that. I thought that was hilarious, the tweet. I'm like, okay, good job, buddy.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, that's really... Like, why isn't there, like, even the whole idea of, did you guys see that guy who basically said women need to be able to hold their bladders, that we should have a luxury tax, quote unquote, on tampons and pads and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I think we already do have a luxury tax on tampons.
No, we do. And so there's people fighting to prevent that. It's like, it's not a luxury tax.
No.
Like, This is something that we need.
It should be free. Just like you can get condoms for free.
Yeah. I think I understand if there is like a specialty pad that's a lot more expensive or a lot nicer. I think those maybe charge a couple bucks. But
my golden tampon.
Right.
Yes.
That is the name of some sort of band. It gotta be.
If it's not, tampon. I call it.
Yeah.
But apparently this guy went online and he said that women should just be able to control themselves and control their bladders and hold it until they go to the toilet.
Wait.
I'm not
talking
even
about
kidding.
Their
periods.
We'll just hold it, yeah. Okay.
And this
I'm like
is
doing
the
Kegels over
ass
here. Like,
I'm just holding it right now. Hang on.
This is the ass that's going to get some chick who's dressed up as Harley Quinn pregnant.
No, his girlfriend left him over this, by the way. It was amazing.
Oh, thank God.
That is amazing.
The guy's name is Ryan Williams, which, funny enough, I know somebody with that name, so
Ryan
I kind of feel kind of bad for him. But I think he was like 19. Yeah, he's a 19-year-old photography student in Norway.
Bless his heart.
And I think even
his
the college he goes
ass
to.
Heart.
I think the college he goes to even like gave him free biology class. But he.
That's funny.
At first, everyone's like, oh, he's just, you know, kidding around. He's just being, you know, very sarcastic. And, you know, like everyone else is on the internet. But apparently...
He was serious.
He has no clue.
Some people are just that dumb.
Yep. And then someone, in this interview that they had with him, he's like, wait, hang on. I thought this was a joke. Are you saying it's real? He's like, yeah, this is my real view. He's like, well, could you explain a little bit on that? He's like, I think the tampon tax is ridiculous. Tampons are not a necessity. It's like bottled water. People are trying to keep bottled water in business. But it's the same thing as with tampons. It's unnecessary product. Just hold your bladder. It's like, you understand that women don't bleed from the bladder, right? Long silence. Sorry, what? So, you know, a tampon doesn't go to
the
bladder.
Two different holes there, buddy.
If you have a tampon in your urethra, you're an idiot.
And that's how impressive. That's a small hole, man.
That's actually like...
You gotta do some work to jam that up there.
It's actually a warning on the
shove it up that hole. Because I used to think there was only one hole.
If it hurts, you need to double check where it's at.
But don't get in that last hole, because then...
Then there's no point.
That's damn it, Sarah.
I didn't say ass.
Still.
Well, I'm curious. Are you guys on birth control because to not get pregnant? Because the only, like, I went on birth control even before I could have sex just because my periods were so
bad periods.
Painful.
Yeah, I have endometriosis, so that's why I started birth control.
Because that helps it with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it helps you with the PMS. Because I'm thinking, like, I mean, I probably would. I don't know. It's sketchy for me because I don't like putting anything in my system. I don't really like doing any kind of pill. But I would much rather take this pill than have my period, than have my period cramps, than have my PMS because it's so terrible. But I'm like, but would I put a substance in my body every day or every how long just to prevent not getting pregnant? I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing for me.
Like if you didn't have those side effects or those effects on your body. Hmm.
Yeah. Would I be taking something that like completely alters like my hormone levels and stuff to not get pregnant when I could just like have a condom or something?
Well, if we're going to get a little graphic, it's like if you can use a condom and do that, I mean, it's going to.
It's Fort Knox up there.
It's helping. It's helping out. You know, I mean, there's still the possibility that you can get pregnant.
But it's very slim.
Like, would you be OK with if you're not ready to have a child, go in and get in that? Basically taken care of at a clinic, like that's a big physiological change you're going to go through.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like, what are you willing to do?
I'm willing to just get that ish cut out.
You want your uterus out?
I want it out.
Like uterus complete? That's... Oh yeah, because you have endometriosis. You just want it out because even if you get a
can you get it out?
Yeah. Well,
if you get your tubes tied,
I mean, like, could you get it out?
But you have to find like the right doctor because a lot of doctors won't do it.
Why not?
Because they're like, oh, you're so young. Like, you need to wait until
because if you get this cut out, you're not ever gonna have kids, right?
Never.
Like a full hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Well, so they're gonna
remove the ovaries because those produce hormones and stuff. But
she'd remove the entire uterus is basically it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, especially because you have endometriosis, that like they wouldn't do that because if that's like causing
endometriosis isn't like. I mean, it sucks, and it really sucks for some people. Like, some people have it very severely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Jolene did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, like, seriously, way worse than I do. And I think that can be something that helps, but it's definitely not
It's not like a thing, like, cut out the uterus and then you're good?
Yeah.
Hear that the... Well, because I think if I'm correct, endometriosis is where the lining grows on the outside of the uterus.
Yeah, so it grows... I mean, the lining, like, yeah, it grows anywhere else than it, where it's supposed to.
And when it sheds, it's just very painful.
Yeah.
So it's only painful when you have your period?
It's mostly painful, like, right before I have my period.
Like, the
first, yeah. Which is why I'm on Mirena now, because I barely have them anymore.
Oh, so. And then you don't feel it really at all.
Mm-mm. I'll get cramping before.
Yeah.
That's, like, pretty severe, but once my actual period starts, it's not as bad.
Yeah, lessons. Yeah.
Damn. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, these girls are talking about periods. It's like, look, this is medical. This is something that if you have a girl in your life, you're probably going to have to go through. So if you can't listen to this, then I'm sorry. Listen to the next
shoulder.
Episode.
Yeah. And buy her cupcakes and chocolate and flowers.
Yeah.
No, seriously, the pain is real. Like, yeah,
obviously these 20 dudes couldn't handle it.
So. I know. We had to stop a whole study because of it.
Jeez. Because I'm not on anything right now and I haven't been for a while. Like, I've been back and forth. It just depends. My insurance is like an annoying situation I got going on back and forth, but when I'm on it, it's a lot better for me. I experience a lot less pain over the last year. Mine have been very inconsistent and excessively painful.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the point where I had a yell from my roommate. I couldn't get out of bed because my back hurt so bad. I'm like, bro, can you just bring me some aspirin and bring me my heating pad? Like, I can't.
Dude, pads.
I can't move. Like, I couldn't. I was walking like an old lady hunched over. Mm. So it's, the pain is real. The struggle is real.
Really is. Mm-hmm.
Are you on any kind of medication there, Kiana?
I'm on birth control. Yeah.
Since you're probably getting laid the most out of us.
Yes,
now,
probably.
Since you have a boyfriend.
Hey. So yeah, and you know what? This is the first time I've been on it in quite a few years, and it's helped my period out a lot.
Are you a pill or are you
pill? Yeah, just the pill.
Just standard.
Yeah, it eliminated my cramps completely. So it's been kind of nice the last 6 months.
I know that you've never really had any desire to have kids either. So
no.
Do you think you'd ever get them tied or?
Oh, I'd be open to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your boo want kids or is he quick?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we kind of thought about it a little bit, but I don't know.
I feel like in that case, like, if you're not wanting to have kids, it's like, might as well just adopt them. Or as long as everyone's open with that.
No, that's still having a kid, though.
Well, some people just don't want to carry one either or want to adopt somebody that's like a teenager or a preteen, someone who needs help.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would be open to adopting as long as they're over the age of like 7.
Huh.
So you don't have to potty train.
Yeah. I just don't want to deal with... I'm too selfish of a person. I'm too independent. Like, I don't want to deal with...
Being tied down.
Yeah. And, like...
I feel like you're still tied down until they're at least 18. And look at me. I'm 24, and I'm still with my dad.
Like, I'm still there.
Still here. Shouldn't have had me. This is a lifelong thing.
I don't know. We're still... I mean, 30's still young. I'm 30, so my mind might change in a couple of years, too. You know?
You can keep being open to it.
Yeah, so I'm kind of...
I definitely held a newborn on Saturday night.
How was that? You didn't eat it soul?
It was my baby fix.
Yep.
Like, you're done now? Or,
no,
like, now you want them?
No.
Oh, whoa.
I don't want them, but I definitely had to be like, down, uterus, down.
All of a sudden, these feelings started happening.
It's like, they're cute,
and
but, you know.
I was dressed like this, and I had my white contacts in, and she did not
still loved
care.
You.
Yeah.
Aww. She's the sweetest little thing.
You should have taken a picture of that. That would have just been hilarious.
Yeah, I should have.
I feel like we should change gears a little bit, because we got into a conversation the other day, and... That's got real.
I'm 100% shocked that this is the first time this has happened between Vicky and I.
Because to be fair, Sage and I have a very similar interest in men, and we're both very promiscuous.
That's a nice way of saying you're sluts.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Slutty and proud right here. So it was at Sage's birthday lunch. And we were talking about this one guy. She's like, oh, I know some guy that's, you know, is into this or has gotten, you know, is into this kind of stuff. Oh, okay. Oh, I knew somebody who was into that kind of stuff. He was a big, giant whiner, like a big weenie. He was cute. Then, you know, we had a thing going on for a couple months. And then Sage is like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. By the way, here's a picture of him. Same guy.
Good Lord.
The one thing is, I don't think
so
Sage ever did the deed.
Yeah, so we're technically not Eskimo sisters.
No, we're not. But it did get us talking about the idea of Eskimo sisters. And I think I believe that there is a guy we have both at least made out with somewhere. Or banged.
So he would be one of them.
He just never put it.
Well, I didn't allow it.
Yeah. Stopped.
For
Anyways, anywho.
I'm actually Eskimo sisters with somebody that I work with.
I thought you were about to say somebody in this room, and I was about to freak out for a second.
Could you write it down?
Can you just put it on blast?
Well, yeah, I'm curious. We're not blasting it. We're trying to keep everything vague. No, there needs to be. Here's the thing. She doesn't work here anymore, but I was Eskimo sisters with, hold on, I'm making sure I got the right one.
I don't really know anyone, so.
Yeah. Last name starts with that?
Where?
The yellow?
Oh, I was like, yes, there it does.
You. Okay. Oh, hey.
Wait.
Hey now.
Point her out to me at the potluck today.
Fair enough.
Oh, God. I don't, yeah.
I hope there are bananas there so then you guys can do a contest. See what's better.
Oh, honey, I'd win.
Oh, yeah. Wait, between me and her?
Between you and me, you would win.
What, the banana contest?
Yeah.
I've done a lot of practices.
I should have terrible this as gay a game reflex in like my next birthday party or something.
Oh my god! Can we? Everybody brings over a toy, and we're gonna see who's the best.
Oh my god!
Dying. What should be the prize?
More toys.
I was gonna say that.
Get card to a toy.
Get all the toys.
You get every single one of them.
And maybe a Bible because during wars.
Some more birth control.
Combust in the flames.
But then, like, Plan B. We got into that conversation. I asked him, like, would you have a problem with being an Eskimo sister, like, knowing full well, like, if you would have known that, because we weren't friends at that point. That was before I met you.
No. And I think you dated him before I even met him.
Okay. Yeah. Because I kind of blew him off.
Like, I literally think it was. Actually, no, I have no idea.
Because mine was around Christmas time.
Yeah. And I think mine was the next summer.
Okay. Yeah.
Or spring or something. I don't remember.
Anywho, I'd asked her, would you have a problem with being an Eskimo sisters with me or with anybody else with that knowledge?
It's so weird because just saying that, I would be like, oh yeah, I don't care. Like, who cares, right? But then, Vicky, you've tried to hook me up with people that you have hooked up with before.
Okay, let's be real. Who is she going to hook you up with that she has, no offense, that you haven't either thought about or done something with?
Well, I've thought about everyone.
She's hooked up with everyone. So every time
there's one of them I was trying to hook you up with that I didn't.
No?
No. There's the tall one that my other friend, I got her to hook up with at my birthday. I hooked them up. I'm like, hey, I know he's good. You're good. Just go. Have fun. But the other one he was hanging out with that you hung out with on that birthday, I had never.
Oh, I don't know. But so I was thinking about it and I was like, that would be kind of weird. I don't know why. I would feel like sloppy seconds. Maybe that's why.
See, I feel like if it was a boyfriend, that would be weird.
Yeah.
But if it's just somebody that you've hooked up with or like just casually dated, I don't find that weird.
My thing is, if my friend didn't love the person and she's cool with it, because I have a friend and this is one of the few times I was actually pissed off at her. She was kind of juggling in the group of friends that they have, and I would sometimes come in and party with them. She had kissed, and now she's with one of them, but she had kissed like three of the guys.
Homie hopper!
And there's a group of four. Wait, no, excuse me. I have kissed three of the guys.
Whoa!
She'd only kissed two. And I never kissed.
Slut.
I never kissed any of the dudes she was with. Yeah. Right? I'm not saying I'm not. But so she was kind of balancing two guys at once, one who she's now with. But they were one of the guys she was just making out with. Nothing really ever happened. And so she decided to start dating the other guy. And it was like it was New Year's Eve one year. And everyone is drunk out of their minds. I'm sober because I had just gone a tattoo and gone over being sick. I'm like, I don't feel like drinking. And the guy comes up to me really, really drunk and like, hey, Vicky, can you be my New Year's kiss tonight? I'm like, sure. Fine, that's cool. And it was like, I'm like, sure, I don't care. Like, I'm not like, oh my god, yes. It's like, yeah, sure, whatever, bro. And he tried, like, I closed mouthed it. He tried going in for more. That was not my jam. I just kissed him, just quick peck on the lips. Happy New Year's. She texts me the next day. She's like, wait, you kissed so and so? I'm like, oh, lol, yeah, that was just for New Year's. It wasn't that big a deal. But she never responded. Mm-hmm. So, like, the next day, I reply to her. I'm like, is that a problem? She's like, well, yeah, because I had a thing for him. Bitch, you're saying someone else. Like, you have a boyfriend.
Okay, you like, cannot.
And this was like, not, like, a makeout. It wasn't like I went to, like, the back room and made out with him. I just simply kissed him on the lips. Just any more PG, it would have been a freaking kiss on the cheek, really.
I've had friends that are like that, and I call it cock stalking. Because you're stocking up on all of the, you know, yeah. Bleep, 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 yep. Bleep, bleep.
Wait, oh, should I be dinging?
Ding. Yep.
Yes. Basically, yeah, I think that was kind of
immature. Feel like if I was her boyfriend, I would be pissed off.
Yeah.
I would be confused. Yeah. Yeah. Why do you care?
I don't think she ever said this to him or anything.
Like, does she still, have feelings for this dude?
This new guy, no. Like, now, you know, it's been many years since.
Yeah.
So now they're both
still had, a thing or a fantasy one residual with him.
But I don't know, I thought that was kind of silly. I wouldn't have cared, or if she was in love with him, but she never was. It was just she hadn't even had sex with him. It was just somebody she'd make out with sometimes when they were drunk, and that was it. I think that was kind of silly, but
I'm friends with so many people from high school still that
I'm sorry.
We go to a party. I went to this one party and we seriously all had a grid of how we were all Eskimo sister and brothers. Was really funny, but really gross.
It's like a family reunion in Arkansas.
Yeah. For real. It was I hooked up with you and you hooked up with that person, but I would never hook up with that person, but you hooked up with that person. So I guess that's
technically you hooked
Eskimo
up with
sister,
that person.
Eskimo brother. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. It was very strange, but I felt closer to everyone.
You felt closer.
More ways than one.
Yeah. All of the ways.
Mm-hmm. No, but would you, if there's a guy, so now that there is this guy, you found out that, you know, he had done something with me.
Screwed her.
Yeah. Would you go back and be oh, okay. Because, I was never in love with him. I don't care.
I don't give a
damn it, woman.
Sorry.
I don't care either. The only thing I care about is if you swear, you freaking dirty person. Trying not to swear.
Yeah,
either.
No, I wouldn't care. The honestly.
Homie, homie hopper.
So what if I asked you, hey, I have a friend who I used to screw, but you would be really into him?
Hey, I kind of want to set you up on a date.
I mean, I would be down because honestly, whatever happened in the past, I've hooked up with people in the past, quite a few. Sorry. But as long as I didn't date the person.
Yeah, I really have feelings for them.
Yeah, legit have a relationship with the person. Yeah. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But if one of my friends was oh, hey, by the way, I met this person on Tinder and they happen to be your ex-boyfriend. Do you care if I go out and date with them? I'd be yeah.
You would, even though you don't have feelings for them anymore?
Well, depending on the ex, I may or may not still have feelings for
them.
Might
be some residual feelings left over.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I've actually had a friend who, we were going through each other's Tinder, and she had matched with one of my exes, and I was no. They hadn't talked or anything, but I was no.
Was that me?
To unmatch him. No.
I know I've had you go through my Tinder before.
No.
See, that's always a little awkward. Actually, I didn't match with him because I recognized him. And I told my girlfriend, it's oh, I saw that guy that you had hooked up with on Tinder. She's like, girl, you should have got on that. I'm like, why? It's because he was hung. She was telling me in detail how hung he was. And it just terrified me. I'm like, maybe it's a good thing I said no.
That would have killed me.
Good Lord. Oh, no. But yeah. So what do you think, Yana?
I don't really care. Maybe you said with the relationship thing, it might depend. But, I've hooked up with, we had a close circle of friends growing up in high school and then after high school.
Eskimo sister and brothers, all up in your group?
So there were quite a few of us that, no, I don't really, it doesn't bother me. Like I said, it'd probably be situational.
Yeah. I had a boyfriend, the guy I went to prom with, and him and I, I never loved him, I was never in love with him. And my friend introduced me to him. Her and her boyfriend at the time introduced me to him. Hey, you guys are both single. You guys should date. We dated for a couple months. And years later, they ended up becoming really good friends because when she broke up with her boyfriend, he was there for her. They were in that same group of friends. And her ex was kind of a huge D-bag. And so I joked. I said, hey, that'd be funny if you guys dated. You guys are super close friends. And I was like, I wouldn't care. So later, not too long after that, she comes up to me. She's like, hey, I have to ask, would this be weird? I think we really like each other and we kind of want to see where it goes, but I wouldn't do anything without your blessing. Are you okay with this? I'm like, you know what? I was in high school. I was never in love with him.
Yeah.
We dated, it's...
It's great of her to do that, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
So I was, appreciative of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. If it was just some guy I had hooked up with, whatever, but the fact that he was my boyfriend and I did appreciate him. Nope, you know what? That makes a lot more sense than him and I did. Yeah. You go for it. So tell about respecting your sisters.
Mm-hmm. I was just trying to think of any of my people that like, any of my exes that like, if my friends wanted a date, I would just be like, sure, but
they're all
have
S-shows.
Fun with that. Like, yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just tell you all of his bad qualities.
So funny story. At my birthday, after we went to Ryan House, we went to a bar in Greenwood. Mm-hmm. And so it was my best friend, his wife, one of my friends and one of her friends, and then another guy that's one of my friends that I have dated. Not like super serious, but not serious at all, to be honest. But so he was there, and then one of the other guys that is now one of my really good friends, you guys know him, came as well. And they both got along like really well. And they were like talking like, oh, yeah, we're going to this show and we're going to that show. And like, you'll be there. I'll be there. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we have so much in common. And I was like, yeah, both of you have seen me naked, too. This is really awkward.
Let's say there is a guy you used to hook up with. Like, if you were in this situation of the guys and you're like, oh, my God, I really like this chick. And then you find out, oh, hey, you know, we both screwed the same guy. Like, we're friends with him. But we're like, does that make it weird for you or... I don't know. For example, I have a guy friend who we hooked up with like twice when we were younger, and we agreed never to do it again just because he was kind of getting a little too attached, and I did not want that. Mm-hmm. He has since dated a slew of crazy bitches. They're either way too old and crazy, or they're just crazy. Like, and I'm not just saying that. Like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. No,
she was crazy.
Like stuff I don't even want to blackmail, lying, fraud, kicking him out. There's just so much. This isn't even the worst part.
God, bitches be crazy.
You know, marriage under false pretenses, that kind of stuff. And then he started dating a bunch of young girls that were, don't get me wrong, they're really nice, but he was like 26 and they were 19.
Hey, nope. She's legal.
I always feel bad for those girls, though, because they're going to get screwed over.
It's like, dude, we can't bring her into the bar. You brought her when we went bar hopping. Yeah. Like, she can't come into any of these places, dude. That's
Did you forget that she's underage?
And side note, like, she's really nice, but
yeah,
you have the same maturity level as a 19-year-old girl. Like, scary. She's actually more mature than you. She's going to school and she's getting her stuff done and she's not, you know, making any excuses for herself. You, on the other hand, have been a wreck for many years. I love you, but you're a wreck. But he finally settled with this girl. Like, they fell in love and they weren't even going to get married or have kids. They just wanted to live their life together, you know, building cars and raising dogs. And she, you know, she got knocked up and they were going to get married anyways. They decided for financial reasons. Mm-hmm. And then she ends up getting, actually, they should be having a baby here soon. I'm very excited about it, but it's funny because he's told all his girlfriends that him and I have hooked up. And I hadn't seen him for 2 years because the girlfriend he was dating did not like that.
Ooh.
And was not cool with it. Granted, this was the one that was 11 years older than him. Crazy. It was 15 years older. Psycho bitch.
Jesus.
So it's like...
people really don't like that, though.
It's like...
You can hang out with whoever you want, but like once they find out like they hooked up, even if it was like a random like...
One night stand.
Like, I was just really drunk and... Horny or whatever.
Yeah.
But like once you like say like we hooked up, it's like usually a nixe.
Yeah. I would like to say that I'm not like that, but be real.
Yeah.
Like that little inner voice deep down inside. It's like sometimes
it's that worry.
It's like if they hooked up like 10 years ago or whatever, or even if I'm trying to think when I would be okay with it. Like if you guys hung out in a group setting.
Yeah.
I think one-on-one is a little bit disrespectful unless you have agreements, like you're in an open situation, but even then.
Well, it's so weird. So my first boyfriend, like ever, we dated for like 2 years, and then when we broken up, and then we were like on and off or whatever, we did that hot mess of a thing. But he has a girlfriend now, but we still like run in the same circle, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend is like the most chillest person I've ever met in my life. Like he came out to a party we went to this past weekend, and I was like, where the hell is your girlfriend? And he was like, oh, she didn't feel good. And then he was like, yeah, if I get too drunk, can I crash at your place? And I'm just like, well, yeah, I don't care. But like in my mind, I'm like, whew, if I was your girlfriend and you wanted to crash at your ex-girlfriend's house, like
it's like,
hell no. But she's like the chillest person ever. And I'm like, I need to get a chill note. Like that. Wow.
She must be on a lot of marijuana. Legal.
Or just like super confident.
I don't know. That doesn't help
herself
me.
And
just makes you paranoid.
No. Yeah, that would probably make me really paranoid.
A little anxiety, maybe.
Like, where are you? What are you doing? What?
Who are you with?
Yeah.
Why? Are your pants still on?
Take a selfie. FaceTime me.
Now.
It's like, let me see the room you were in. Are there any bitches in the background?
Yeah.
It's like this funny meme. It's this girl like looking really concentrated on her phone. It says, when you watch a Snap story 8 times to make sure there's no bitches in the background. I was just like, really? That was just funny.
So, we've all been that crazy, though.
But I feel like we've done a lot of crazy, and then, for lack of a better word, we got our bitch on today. We got like, we talked about the bitchy
men being
bitches. Seriously,
that was perfect. Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know, today's been a bitchy episode, and I think it's nice because it's Halloween, so witchy bitches.
Yeah, you there should tell us what you want to bitch about, so we can bitch about it with you.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
If you're a guy and you want to bitch about how we're bitching so much,
yeah,
do it.
We'll tell
bitch
us about that. We'll read your text. If you want to bitch about anything, your boyfriend's being annoying, or somebody in your life is being annoying, or you're tired of traffic, just write us a rant and we will bitch it out for you.
Yes. And that number, again, so you can text us, is 253-778-6029.
Yeah, I think this is a cool place to end it because we do have a lot of Halloween activities to do today.
Ah, yes.
Yep.
Well, until next time.
I have to work.
Bye.